Now, this is Wes and I. This is like our jam right here, talking sports.
Well, I always assumed that
I just got really distracted.
I always assumed that somebody would come walking in the studio with a baseball bat, and it was usually intended for me, but I think we're going to talk baseball and not actually get hit with the bat, right?
It's not just baseball, though. Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, in case I didn't mention that. We have Dan Mobile in from One-on-One Sports LLC, which I had a million questions, so I should have saved it for on the air. But what is One-on-One Sports? Because I live in Gurney, and I didn't even know that you guys were here. But this is, you guys are fairly new.
Yeah, we're new. One-on-One Sports is a premier fundamental and agility sports training center for literally the younger kids, you know, kindergarten through eighth grade.
Right.
Is our main focus to get the kids, you know, doing some different programs for the wintertime. So they're not just sitting on the couch. And, you know, want to do some agility or some hitting or some fielding or, you know, everything else you can think of in sports. And, you know, people always ask me, do you only just do baseball? At this point, we really only do baseball, but we're going to go to soccer and lacrosse and other things later on once we get the coaching and everything in. Because we do a lot of outside of coaches that come in, professional coaches, to work with the kids.
Okay.
So we have a lot of hands-on training that way, too.
So you don't have to just be, like, on a team to come in there.
Correct.
You could do, like, a one-on-one thing. This is something that Gurney desperately needed because we did have something similar to this a couple years back, and it disappeared.
Yeah.
In the blink of an eye. I'm not even going to give the business a name mention, but it disappeared while kids had memberships there and stuff with just no warning, with no explanation. So happy to have something like this back in the Gurney area. And you say that you're planning on offering sports other than baseball. What can parents and kids expect when they sign up at One-on-One Sports, though?
Really, the one-on-one focus with your children, because it's literally one-on-one.
Right.
You know, I don't have like a batting cage with 15 cages that bring in tons of people. We literally work with that kid or that individual or a couple.
Yeah.
Like one, like literally one-on-one. That's why it's called one-on-one.
One-on-one
we
sports,
literally,
okay.
You know, watch them. We film them. We just make sure. And we do with the parents to customize the packages for the kid. If a kid wants to catch better, we got programs for that. They want to get more agility or weight training, we got programs for that. You know, we did a agility night last year on Wednesday nights, which went really, really well. You know, start off with two kids, end up with 12 by the end of it.
So
it grew really quick. And with the COVID, it was hard, of course, but we wear the mask, we sanitize, we do everything we have to do. Of course, I have kids in there, but we're small. So it's not like we have 30, 40 people in the facility one time. You know, that's the biggest difference, that we're not just a batting cage.
Yeah.
We're more of a sports school, kind of, to teach these kids how to get more motivation and get better at their sport.
That's really what sports has become anyway, hasn't it? I mean, the one-on-one training has become so popular in every sport, like you're mentioning, you know, that and I feel like it's so beneficial to the kids, too.
Yeah, I mean, sports these days, 8-month progress. You know, I mean, you know, you can play multiple sports, but you need to work on that sport all year.
Well,
I mean, hockey plays in the summer now, too. So it really amazes me that, like, when I played in the 90s, of course, it was a lot different.
Sure.
They all overlap.
You gotta keep training, yeah.
They all overlap. And Wes and I, we both have three kids each, big sports families. Your youngest, my oldest, both play, you know, three sports in a year. But I have a 7-year-old right now who baseball's over for him, and that's all he wants to do. So something to keep him active.
Yeah, we'd be perfect for him.
Yes.
I'll be rolling out new camps.
Okay.
We did a summer camp, we'll do a winter camp.
Cool.
We'll do some clinics. So I've got some guys that have that professional level that will come and do clinics for us.
That's awesome.
Batting demos. I mean, I have a lot of stuff going on. So like our Facebook page will be updated daily. And we love it. I have a great time doing it.
I mean, so I mentioned that we have football players. Our baseball players are now playing football this season. So Wes doesn't like to talk about baseball. He was like, what did I tell you? Stop talking about that. But why not older kids, high school or college?
You know, by that age, if they're 16, 17, they could still, of course, get better. But I like the attention span of the younger kids because they're still new into sports for the most part. Not that high school kids and colleges can't learn to do better, but it's easier for us to focus on the little kids because those have their high school coaches, they have their college coaches. So they do come in to use a cage. They'll come in to lift weights and stuff like that. But for like the one-on-one programs, we can do them for them. I'm not saying we can't do them. But our main focus is the little kids because they don't have it. So
that's where you get to be brilliant at the basics when you're young.
Yep. Yes.
All fundamentals.
Yep. And you're only having to keep these little kids' attention. And I don't mean to say little because you go up to, you know, 13, 14 years old. But each session about 45, 60 minutes long?
Yeah, 45 to 60, depending on what they're doing.
Now, what's the easiest way for someone to find you?
You can check us on the Facebook, of course, oneononesports.com. And also at our website, oneononesports.org is our website.
Okay.
You can book your online appointments there. We're very flexible, so if someone comes up and he's sick or he can't make it, we'll reschedule for the next day or whatever. On an average, people do four lessons.
Okay.
And then I have people that do 10 to 20. I mean, I have people book winter spots every week, you know, on a certain day they like. So they book 8, 10 weeks, 12 weeks in advance. So we are filling up now being winter. I mean, winter is my busy time. So it's, you know, better to get on a calendar now and, you know, go online and reserve it that way. It's the easiest way to reserve it.
Cool. Awesome. It's definitely something that I'm going to be looking into with my middle child, who I got to keep him active during the winter months. Now, before I let you go, got to ask you what your gurney go-to is.
A Kaiser's Pizza.
Oh, Kaiser's.
Ed.
Yep. Love Ed. What do you get?
Usually pizza or thin crust pizza with pickles on it.
I still haven't done that yet, but
I'm amazing. I brought one in that one time when you weren't here.
I'm a beast lover. Like, I love the beast pizza at Kaiser's. It is so good, but I got to try the pickle pizza. Oh, and then now they have a fajita, or no, I'm screwing this up, a quesadilla that has roast beef. No, not roast beef. Pulled.
The Chicago beef.
No, it's not Chicago beef. That's what's on the pizza. They have someone is yelling at me right now. I don't know, but I got to try it. I got to try it. Thank you so much for coming in again. Gurney's got it here. Glad that we have you, one-on-one sports joining us. And Gurney, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.